To WRUV FM Burlington 90.
You're listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Welcome to Who Cued This? I'm your host, Chev, and it's noon o'clock here in Burlington. It's 48 degrees. A nice 48, may I say. Not a cloud. That's kidding. I was joking. I was going to say not a cloud in the sky, and there's many. But the sun is poking through, so it's nice. Nice and temperate out there. The high is 52 today. The low is 29, but it won't get there until about late tonight. So looks like we have a pretty nice day ahead of us. It's going to be rainy on Wednesday. Pretty high temperatures this week. Looks like the high is around the low 50s, high 40s for the rest of the week. So that could be a good thing or a bad thing if you're a skier or if you really like the sun. Bumblebees share knowledge like humans and chimpanzees, suggesting the hive mind is more personal. Bumblebees can teach others new behaviors too complex for them to learn alone, suggests a paper published in Nature that essentially posits humans and bees share knowledge in exactly the same way. In the study, a bee taught to solve a puzzle for a sugary reward was able to train other bees to do the same task, providing evidence that the bees can socially learn some behaviors at a level of complexity previously thought to be unique to humans and our ancestors. Culture is a word that's thrown around quite a lot, but at the root of it, it is the designation of a particular behavior that is socially learned and persists over time. Increasing evidence suggests that like human culture, animal culture can be cumulative, with sequential behaviors building on previous ones. Human cumulative culture involves behaviors so complex that they lie beyond the capacity of any individual to independently discover during their lifetime. However, this behavior has not yet been demonstrated in an invertebrate species, generally considered at the bottom of the barrel of intelligent life. You and I are both, biologically speaking, African apes, but I am writing this on a laptop in Cornwall, and you might be reading it in Colombo, Caracas, or Canberra, writes co-author of the study Alex Thornton. This reflects one of the most remarkable attributes of the human species, the progressive improvement of skills and technologies as innovations spread and are built on. Bumblebees, however, are extremely social insects that have proven themselves capable of acquiring non-natural behaviors such as string pulling and ball rolling via social learning in order to gain rewards. More on that on goodnewsnetwork.org. We've got a lot of cool stuff coming up. I'm going to swing right into it. We have four languages today. We've got songs in English, French, Spanish, and German. So stick around till 1. I'll be here showing you those songs, and I hope you stick around and enjoy. We're going to start off with Cemetery Gates, the 2011 remaster by The Smiths. Hope you enjoy.
I dread a sunny day, so I'll meet you at the cemetery gate. Are on your side. I dreaded sunny days, so I meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side. Wild, wild is on mine. So we go inside and we gravely read the stones. All those people, all those lives, where are they now? But with the loves and hates and passions just like mine. They were born and then they lived and then they died. Seems so unfair, I want to cry. You sir, throws the sundown salutation to the dawn. And you claim these words as your own. But I've read well and I've heard them said 100 times, maybe less, maybe more. If you must write pros and points, the words you use should be around. Don't plagiarize or take on loan. But there's always someone somewhere with a big nose who knows and trips you up and laughs when you fall. Pull trip
you up and laugh when you fall. You say London do dust it, words which could only be your own. And then produce the text from whence was ripped some dizzy whore 1804. I dreaded sunny days, so let's go where we're happy and I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Oh, Keats and Yeats are on your side. I dreaded sunny days, so let's go where we're wanted and I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side, but you lose, 'cause where the lover wild is a thing of mine.
Thank you. let's make love. Flowers every day. There's nothing wrong you can say. Loving you is a treat. It's paradise.
That was Konnichiwa by Donny Benet. I played him last week, his song Negroni Summer, and I did a little more deep digging into his discography and came upon Konnichiwa. I think it's one of his biggest hits, if I remember right. So I guess I lied before. Technically, we have like 4.5 languages, because Konnichiwa is hello, or like how you doing in Japanese. Last week I went to like a UVM sponsored language event where different professors for different languages put on 5-minute lessons for it was Japanese, Mandarin, German, Hebrew, Latin, Greek, French, Spanish, Italian, and it was really cool. Made me inspired to learn some more languages. Before that we had It Doesn't Matter by Spyro Gyra. Excellent studying music, I've found. I will always study to Spyro Gyra, because it allows you to focus, but you're still entertained by the cool music, you know? I love it. Spyro Gyra kind of has a sound of, like, Steely Dan if you just focused on their instrumentals. Before that, we had Maylene by Rosie Tucker, a WRUV-certified new music artist. Definitely go check her out. Got a lot of cool stuff. We started off with Cemetery Gates by The Smiths. I really like that song. My favorite lyric is, because there's always someone somewhere with a big nose who knows. In the way it's sung is just, it's cool. I like it a lot. I'm going to segue into our next set here, our next little section. Next up, we have Move Your Feet by Junior Senior. Hope you enjoy.
Star, and you're the boy in the fast red car, and when it's over. tes yeux qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche. Voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, qu'il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, mais moi, ça fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une grande part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, me l'a juré pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens moi mon cœur qui bat. Des nuits d'amour à plus finir, un grand bonheur qui prend sa place, des ennuis, des chagrins s'effacent. Heureux, heureux à en mourir. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, qu'il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, me l'a juré pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens moi mon cœur qui bat.
That was La Vie en Rose by Zaz, or Zaz. I really like that song. I know the, I want to say it's Louis Armstrong, right? Question mark? I don't know. Maybe I just lost all my credibility as a DJ. But I've always liked that song, the original. Before that, we had Soul Bossa Nova by Quincy Jones. If it sounds familiar to you, it was the theme song for all three Austin Powers films. It was also heard in a DirecTV commercial with Mini-Me and Fat Bastard. Ever since, I don't know where I heard this song this week. Maybe it was like, it just came up on my listening platform. But I've had this intense desire to watch Austin Powers the whole week. But I have to buy the movie. I can't stream it, so it's sad. But pretty groovy, if you ask me. I love that movie. I haven't seen all three. I saw Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, and I was won over immediately. Before that, we had Fast Red Car by Kiss Bang, another WRUV certified new music artist. You can check them and a bunch of other new artists out on WRUV.wordpress.com. And we started our set off with Move Your Feet by Junior Senior. That song will get you dancing, for sure. Definitely. But we're going to go ahead and move on. Got a lot of good stuff coming up. The last song on the set is probably my favorite, and I want to get there. So next up we have I Hear a Buzz by Owen Doherty, a freshman at UVM, and I thought I would feature some of his stuff, not only because he is a UVM student, because I love his music. So hope you enjoy. Here is I Hear a Buzz.
I hear a buzz, and I hope that it's you. So many times, it's just
de la luz crepuscular, cuando el cielo va perdiendo su color, quedo a solas con las olas espumosas que me mandan su rumor. Ni un lejano barquichuelo que mirar, ni una blanca gaviota sobre el mar. Yo tan solo recordando la aventura que se fue, la aventura que en sus brazos amorosos disfruté, bajo el palio sonrosado de la luz crepuscular. Mirando al mar soñé que estabas junto a mí. Mirando al mar yo no sé qué sentí, y acordándome de ti lloré. La dicha que perdí, yo sé que ha de tornar, y sé que ha de volver a mí cuando yo esté mirando al mar. Bajo el palio de la luz crepuscular, cuando el cielo va perdiendo su color, mirando al mar soñé que estabas junto a mí. Mirando al mar yo no sé qué sentí, que acordándome de ti lloré. La dicha que perdí, yo sé que ha de tornar, y sé que ha de volver a mí cuando yo esté mirando al mar.
I want farewell and there I couldn't farewell catch hog under a van. Are you trying to feel good again? And I wouldn't farewell a kitten cozy in the engine tape. Wouldn't farewell a dog deep into the chocolate kind. Wouldn't farewell. Are you trying to feel good again? I'd say give me any glazing of the eye, any solitary pleasure that was sorrow in disguise. Let the sun only shine on me through a falling sky. I'll be alright. Joy disaster. Feel good again.
That was Ketamine and Cola, as you probably guessed, by The Drowns, another WRUV new music artist. Check them out on wruv.wordpress.com, and they are available on whatever music streaming service you use. Before that, we had Farewell by Hozier. That's off his new EP. It came out on the 22nd, so it's just a baby, just 4 days old. I included that too because he is performing at Lollapalooza on August 1st, and I am interested in possibly taking a trip out to Chicago. Mom and Dad, if you're listening, flight tickets, ? Easter gift? Just kidding. But not really. Previous to that, we had Mirando El Mar by Jorge Sepulveda. I included that because over spring break, I started watching a show called Griselda. Sofia Vergara is the star, and it's about her. She's like a drug dealer type person. She's peddling drugs from Colombia to Miami, and it's set in the 70s. And the soundtrack is just crazy cool. And that is right off one of the soundtracks. So I thought I would include that one because I thought it was pretty cool. We started off with I Hear a Buzz by Owen Doherty. Forgot to mention that, but he's also a WRUV new music artist. You know the drill. WRUV.wordpress.com. That being said, I have a lot of three more cool songs that I want to play, so I'm going to do that right now. we have Call It Fate, Call It Karma by The Strokes. Hope you enjoy.
We don't understand. Land für ihren abartig guten Rhabarberkuchen bekannt. Ja, man konnte sagen, dass Barbaras Rhabarberkuchen ohne Wenn und Aber gar eine geradezu magische Erfahrung war. Abracadabra. Ja, dieser Kuchen war geradezu bombastisch. Und die Nachfrage danach erstarkte drastisch. Barbara eröffnete noch im selben Jahr eine Bar und nannte sie Barbaras Rhabarberbar. In der Stadt gab es auch ein paar Barbaren, die hatten von Barbaras Rhabarberbar erfahren. Und da sie fortan jeden Tag bei Barbara waren, nannte man sie bald die Rhabarberbarbaren. In den Folgejahren ließen die Barbaren nach und nach ihr barbarisches Gebaren fahren. Sie waren, behauptete Barbara, fast noch sympathischer als Barbarpapa. Aber die Barbaren waren stark behaart und hatten alle einen struppigen Barbarenbart. Gar nicht apart. Daraufhin schickte Barbara ihre Barbarenfreunde zum Barbarenbartbarbier. Der frisierte den Barbaren sogar den ganzen Kopf in seinem Barbarenbartbarbier. Barbershop. Er war zwar ein fürchterlicher Laberkopf, aber der Bart war danach total tipptopp. Darauf luden die Barbaren ihren Bartbarbier fein nach getaner Arbeit noch in die Rhabarberbar ein. Da tranken sie dann gemeinsam an der Bar noch ein Bier, die Rhabarberbarbaren und der Bartbarbier. Und aßen dazu bar jeder Barbarei ein Stück Rhabarberkuchen. Ich glaube, es waren zwei. Ja, da wurden sogar ganz harte Männer nahbar. Und das alles dank Barbaras Rhabarber. Drei Barbaren und der Bartbarbier saßen eines Abends an der Bar bei einem Bier. Da kam die Polizei, ja, wo wart denn ihr? Drei Barbaren und der Bartbarbier.
Now you can see why I've been so excited to end the show on that song. That was Barbara's Rhabarberbar by Bodo Wartke. And then it was Bodo Wartke and Marty Fisher. So check out some of their stuff. It's pretty funny. It's pretty cool. The words are silly to hear, but the beat is really good. Before that, we had Cleva by Erica Badu, my lady, my woman, my love. I love that song. That's probably one of my favorite songs from her, to be quite honest with you. And then we started off the set with Call It Fate, Call It Karma by The Strokes. If you know me, you know I love The Strokes as well. That's it for me today. We're going to wrap it up here. I'll be here next week, same time, same place, so mark your calendars. Hopefully with a lot of cool new music for me to show you and for you to discover. Stick around for the next DJ. She's coming on in just a bit. But in the meantime, I hope you have a great week, and I hope you tune in next week. All right, here's the robot.